150 years of servitude under the Turks and preserving Christianity. With the Ottoman conquest, not only their administrative system was established, but also their direct consequence, the implementation of Islam. The Islamic faith equals law and administration. Their law was built on Islam. The more islets were created in a timely manner, the more Hungarian towns took up the appearance of Turkish towns. The expansion of Turkish influence affected not only the land, but the structure of the landscape as well. The towns and cities at the time included churches and walls around the settlements. These structures were recycled. The stone walls meant defensive capabilities. So did churches with their stone structures. These latter ones, with appropriate alignment towards Mecca, were utilized as mosques. Our medieval churches were ruined partially by destroying them, but were used as a place of worship and defense. The appearance and spread of various Protestant denominations came along the time of the Turkish occupation. Most German-speaking towns learned the teaching of Luther, thus becoming Lutherans or evangelicals. The populace of the country, mostly peasants, became familiar with the teachings of Calvin, observing the Reformed religion. The utilization of churches was not uniform. Larger churches were transformed into mosques, and smaller ones remained for the use of different denominations. The largest tax collection came from the populace of these denominations. Preserving Christianity didn't only depend on saving just the church buildings, but it also meant more. It was a question of life and death. After the Ottoman invasion, most of the populace was either killed or enslaved and transported to its own territories. Since entire villages and towns were destroyed and abandoned, no written records were left. After the Ottoman invasion, most of the populace was either killed or enslaved and transported to its own territories. Since entire villages and towns were destroyed and abandoned, no written records were left. The best estimate for the lost populace, who was either killed or taken away, runs around 1 million.
As the Turks overran a village,
they first killed and beheaded the local priest.
The consequence of these acts was not only the lack of priests, but it also had an outcome on the popularity of the Reformation movements.
The remaining populace was left with no religious leadership.
The occupiers had a certain kind of
agreement on the Balkans' Christian regions. The Turkish power structure allowed some degree of preserving the indigenous people's Christianity with the presence of the Franciscans. The tradition originated in St. Francis's personality. With shorter and minor agreements, the Franciscans were allowed to live the life of their Christian belief, providing sanctimonious services for the Christian populace at the same time. This way of life survived in areas with a Franciscan presence, providing regular parish services as per the aforementioned agreements and presence in return. This region was the flat land between the Danube and Tisza rivers, covering mostly Szeged, Kecskemét, and Gyöngyös. The friars could serve hundreds of villages which remained. Even the Franciscan abbot of Szeged assumed the role of the bishop. Unfortunately, the archdiocese system of parishes was completely dissolved. The regular bishops who were in charge of these areas before lived in Pozsony. The education and revival of a new generation of priests declined, which was also a result of the rapid spread of the Reformation. The Jesuit order became the order of the new era. Their friars discovered the Far East, India, China, and Japan. This momentum of missionary work gave encouragement in their works in the regions of the occupied territories in Hungary. In the Transdanubian region, the Jesuit order was allowed to preserve the Christian belief. From Pécs to Temesvár, the Jesuit Turkish mission was organized. They revived the
Christian engagement in the abandoned regions,
along with creating a cultural rebirth. The Franciscan and Jesuit order preserved the Christian faith until the Liberation War of the Sacred League, and after Trento, the Roman Catholic denomination as well. The territories which were occupied by the Turks, some denominations by law, were allowed to maintain places together. They were able to exercise their faith according to these guidelines. Islamic law, however, did not allow development and building further. The Christian culture was able to grow only in the periphery, which was also affected by other regions. Dur, as a Roman Catholic city, Debrecen as a Reformed one, projected their influence to the region's citizens and their spiritual culture as well.